Hello.
Hi, is this Bruce?
It is Bruce, yes. Is
Hi,
this Samantha?
Bruce. That is correct. You got it. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good
to meet you. I understand maybe you're calling from California somewhere. Is that right?
That is correct. I'm in the Pacific time zone, and I just wanted to really quickly touch base with you in regards to the drafts that I sent you. If it's a good time,
yes.
It'll barely take like 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, that's just fine with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. All right, so first of all, I just want to let you know that we'll be using the track changes option in the Word document. You know how to use that?
Not really.
Okay,
I'm not really sure of it.
What did you call it again? It's called the track changes option. It enables you to track the changes that the other person made on your manuscript or on your file draft.
Okay.
So let me just go ahead and guide you really quickly. Are you sitting in front of your computer? Can you open up the file?
I am, yes.
Okay.
Let me see what I can do here. Let me get out of what I was on.
All right.
All right.
Ready?
Just see here. All right, I'll go and do, let me see.
Okay, so I sent you three documents. The first one titled as 15th November 2022, Bruce Simon's editorial report. So that is the editorial report. That has all the suggestions and recommendations from the team.
Yes,
now,
I saw that.
Yeah. In response to that, you can let me know whatever suggestions or recommendations you agree with, and we will start to implement that on the editing draft. That makes
sense? Very good. Yes.
Okay.
Now I pulled up the middle one with all of the changes that you made on the document.
Right. That's the track
that
file.
That are in red.
Yes.
That is the track file. Okay.
Yes.
That's
now,
what I figured.
Yep. Once you open up the file, on the page left side margin, you would see a red line there. Once you click on that, you should be able to see all the changes that they've made. There will be sentences struck off. There will be words that were additionally put in. So that all will appear in a different color. Can you see that?
Yes. Yes, and they're all there right now. I'm looking right at it.
Okay. Just in case if you get confused using the track changes option or the track change file, I've sent you a clean copy as well. So you can use that as well. Okay? So
I've got that as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you can initiate with your review from this file, the one with track changes. Try to see if you can work with this. If not, then you will already have an option to use the clean file. Okay?
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Perfect. So that is pretty much it for now, Bruce. I will be waiting for your feedback. Once you send that over, I will send you another draft in 3 to 4 working days. Okay?
Now, when you say another draft,
mm-hmm.
do you mean that we're going to work with what you sent me this time? Once that's done, you'll send me an additional part of the book that you have edited. Is that correct?
That's correct. If there are any major revisions in the current draft, you know, in reference to your feedback, then we will most likely revise that first and then move on to the next batch.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Let me, all right. So this is going to be back and forth between you and me.
Exactly.
And you're going to send it to your team to work on.
That's
all right.
Correct.
Now, I'm going to start with, you know, I don't know how much you've talked with Ethan about me or not, but I'm not tech savvy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my 70s, so I'm going to give this a try.
Mm-hmm.
One way or the other, we are going to get it done, one way or the other.
Of course. That's the reason why I wanted to have a word with you, and don't worry. Just between us two, I'm not tech savvy too. And can you imagine this? I'm working for a ghostwriting firm and handling things. So if I can do it, trust me, Bruce, you can do it too.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, let me tell you, I don't know how much time you've got. I know you're busy, but
go ahead.
I really appreciated the input that you all gave me. And just to let you know something about me, I am I'm more of a storyteller than a good writer. So I needed that input from you.
Mm-hmm.
The writing that I have done in the past has been technical writing. I've done manuals, and which requires great concise language and, cutting things out and making them, pretty boring is what it boils down to. But I do tell stories, and this is what I've done here. And I'm really appreciative of what your comments were from your team.
Yes,
they do make a lot of
an exceptional job here. I mean, understanding from the background you come from and the way you explain that you work on mostly technical stuff. Usually what happens is that when you're working with technical projects or technical writing, it gets a little dry. So
it does.
Yeah, it's completely opposite to creative writing. But I must say, Bruce, considering all that, you have done exceptionally well.
Well, I appreciate that, and I hope that the story will make sense for you all. That was the thing I concentrated on, is to make sure that it flowed properly and that people could keep it going, could understand it as it went.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much you all have read yet in the book. I'm not sure.
They have completed the entire book. That's the reason why they provided you the evaluation report.
Excellent. Excellent. Good. Because I suspect that the last part of the book is where I got so concise that that's going to probably be requiring a little bit of a rewrite. But that's where I wasn't, maybe it was because I was getting near the end and I just wanted to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. But everything culminated in a kind of an exciting ending, I guess, but if we could call it that.
Of course.
But, but that's what you're looking for anyway.
Absolutely.
All right.
So, that won't be a problem if the ending needs, a little bit of rewriting or recreating the scenes and stuff. We can go ahead and do that from our end. I will notify the team to exclusively look into that. But, of course, we will get to that right at the end once we have completed the entire book. So, baby steps at a time, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll work on this and get you my comments. Just to let you know up front, I've already gone through it and looked at it. I have comments, and there are not many.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain this to you. One of the things that I hope you can tell your team about is that the Pueblo Indian and the Navajo Indian in the Southwest are kind of different.
Okay.
And the way their governments are set up and the way they have their culture is a little different. And then at the same time, they are the same.
Okay.
So by having a Navajo woman and a Pueblo man get together and journey through their early lives together, they're learning from each other about each other's cultures. So periodically, I saw here, I'm not going to get into the detail. You'll just see it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put in the Pueblo. The Pueblo Indian is basically, it's composed of a group of small villages along rivers. Each of those villages is a state within itself. It has its own government, its own chief, the whole bit. They are, they have about six languages that they speak.
Mm-hmm.
The Toa language that I indicated is unique. It is not a dialect. It is unique to that particular pueblo.
Mm-hmm.
So and the Pueblo has a particular name. So below the Pueblo that I am working with is another Pueblo, the Zia Pueblo. And then you go down the river a little longer, it's another Pueblo with a different language and so forth. The Navajo Nation, which is in Arizona and New Mexico, is like the United States. It has a central government. It has almost like a capital. It has people who are selected and sent to the capital to make law and things like that. So it's a completely different thing from the Pueblo. So I thought I'd give you that background, and some of the changes that I might put in have something to do with that, just to let you know. Okay? I don't want to get into detail on either culture because that would mean I'd know more. I'm not that great about it. I can tell you that I was a teacher in New Mexico, and there is a mention of a war captain in the document. I knew the war captain.
Okay.
I knew him, and he invited my wife and I to the Pueblo where he was the war captain, and that's kind of one of the reasons I wanted to write the book, because I kind of fell in love with the whole thing. And just to let you know, yeah. So just a little bit of that. I know I'm bending your ear a little bit, but it gives you some background.
No, you're fine. And these kind of things, Bruce, are important. They are necessary. I just wanted to mention to you, since this is your book, you have a certain vision. You wrote this thinking of certain concepts, and you want to bring that information to the world. Now, considering all that, you will have to actually consider that you are the boss here. You will have to guide the editing team for some time, like for the initial two or three drafts. You will have to help them out. Once that is done, once the difficult part is over, we will be able to, you know, smoothen things out with them and have you and the team synchronized on the same page. So that's pretty much it. And I truly appreciate the information that you provided. I will certainly share this with the writing team so they understand the cultural difference.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's great.
Right.
Well, it's great speaking with you.
Likewise.
I'll get something to you as soon as I can. And where in California are you located?
Well, I am in Bay Area.
Okay. I was born in San Francisco a long, long time ago, so...
And where were you located?
I was, my dad was in the military. I was born in San Francisco. But now my wife and I live in near Chicago in Illinois. So.
Okay. How is Illinois?
Yeah. How is it? The winters are pretty cold. It is a, being Midwestern, it certainly is different from California. The people here are – one of the things that I noticed when we moved here from New Mexico, because we followed my daughter who has all our grandkids, is that the people here are highly competent. They are very, very good workers, very hard workers. The Chicago area where we live has everything you'd ever want as far as culture. It has tremendous numbers of people from different parts of the world here. So if you go into Chicago, you know, you go to any place like, you can go where there's Swedes versus Pakistanis versus tremendous number of Hispanics and all that stuff. And their individual cultures are fascinating.
Plus
the arts are great.
Springfield? I had a friend there.
Springfield is the capital, yes. It's in the middle of the state. It's a sleepy little town most of the year, and it's definitely different from Chicago. Let's just say that completely different. Abraham Lincoln used to live in Springfield.
Yes,
and,
exactly. I had a friend over there. Well, actually, a former client, and she always wanted me to, you know, visit her. And I was like, okay, I haven't been to Illinois. I need someone to provide a little, you know, background, a little feedback, so maybe I can find my next vacation there.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you come to Illinois, you know, if you go to Springfield and if you go to Chicago, you would have a terrific time in either place, And I think it would be very, it would be a combination of very informative and also a lot of fun things to do in both cases.
Yeah, Chicago seems like the place I would like to visit.
Oh, it's amazing. Back before I was a teacher, I worked for a large corporation and had one of my offices there. And I always enjoyed going to Chicago. It's the architecture is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
The mesh of all the different kinds of people, the being on the lake, it's the boats and the canals and all the
That's
neighborhoods
beautiful.
Are fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just terrific. So you should go if you can sometime. You know?
Yeah, I actually plan on going for a vacation. I'm not sure if that's going to be this year or next year.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's see how that goes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Great.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, Bruce. I will keep in touch, and I will wait for your response. By the way, do you have my cell number?
I have it now, if this is it. I mean, I've got it on my...
This is actually the office main line that I'm calling.
Then I do not have your cell number.
Okay, all right.
No.
If you have a pen and a paper or your
I
cell.
I do.
All
I
right.
do.
Let me know once you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so the number will be 408.
Okay.
689.
Yes.
6899. I'm going to repeat that. 408-689-6899. You got that?
Very good. I've got it. Thank
Perfect.
You.
All right. So, Bruce, just in case if you have any questions, concerns regarding the draft, deliveries, whatsoever, you want to talk to me, just drop me a text message and I'll be there, okay?
Thank you very much, Samantha. Should I call you Samantha?
Of course.
All right.
Well, I'm calling
very
you
good.
Bruce. So, yeah,
well, yeah,
it's all up and
you
up.
Know, people call me a lot of things, Samantha, so.
Like, I am curious to know, what else do people call you?
Oh, everything from grandpa to who the heck are you, you know. So,
you
and there are a couple other things I can't say over the.
Of course.
Right, we'll catch you later. We'll catch you
all
later.
Right. All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.